Great is your faithfulness, God. God, we are so thankful that even when we're not faithful, you are faithful. You are a faithful God. You love us. You have a plan for us. And God, I am so thankful for that. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful, God, that your mercies are new every day, that you have promises that we can stand on, that, oh, there's so many things to be thankful for your blessings, for my family, for our family, for this church, God, for this community. Father, we are so thankful. God, we love you. God, we honor you. We give you praise. God, we give you our joy because you are the giver of joy. And God, I pray that each day we are full of joy. God, I pray each day that we remember that our joy isn't based on our circumstances, but it's based on you and your goodness. Father, we love you. We honor you. We give you praise. God, I pray that this morning as we continue on in our service, that you would just continue to remind us of your goodness. I pray that today we would experience your goodness in a new way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat. Thank you to the music team. Okay. Oh, sorry, Terry. So, I had plans today. Today was an interesting day. I had plans today. I told you guys I had bought a couple nice outfits. And by outfits, I mean I just bought a shirt. But it went with my pants, so it's kind of becomes an outfit. And then I put it on, and I didn't realize there's a hood. And it was more like a sweater than a dress shirt. And I'm like, I don't remember this having a hood when I tried it on. It's a nice Lacoste shirt. I was quite excited to wear it, and then it had a hood. And I was like, oh, I could wear this shopping to Costco, but I don't know if it looks good up on the stage. And Stacey's like, no, you got to change. So here I am. Wear the hood? It might have been warm, though. But we're you just don't want to see my face if I put the hood on. I knew where you're going, Bill. So it's been a trying week as well. I mean, the clothes, whatever, that's not a big deal. But the trying week came because I honestly couldn't write a sermon this week. Straight up. I started about 15 different sermons and then hit delete every time. And last night at 9:30, as I sat there and said, I've got to write something, because I still had nothing, the term, don't worry about it, don't lose heart, I got it, came to mind. And so that's what I titled the sermon, Don't Lose Heart. Because I think far too often we start losing heart. We get a little disappointed, we get discouraged, we get down. We focus too much on our situation. So this may be a little... Oh, I should probably pull up if I had any notes. I should probably pull up my notes because we're not sure where this is going to go. So buckle up. It's going to be interesting. I'm forewarning you in case it goes off the rails. I don't believe it will, but I just want to keep you guys in the loop, okay? That's how I like to roll. So I think a lot of people, when they lose hope, usually what's one of the first things that people say is, I'm frustrated. That's where people start with, I'm frustrated. And I was looking through Scripture and thinking about Scripture, and I came across Ecclesiastes 1, 2 to 4. And we're going to sit in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 2 to, I think it's like 8. But you'll see what I'm saying. And this is what the Scripture says. Life is useless, all useless. You spend your life working, but what do you have to show for it? And the world just stays the same. See, It sounds like a pretty disparaging verse. It sounds like a pretty disparaging, sad message. But trust me, in the end, you're going to see where I'm going, okay? The second thing people say is, I'm tired. Have you heard that when people are losing heart? They're just saying, I'm just so tired. Maybe you've said, I'm tired. And Ecclesiastes 1, 5-8 tells us, the sun still rises and it still goes down. The wind blows round and round and back again. Every river flows into the sea. Then the water returns to where the river began and starts all over again. Everything leads to weariness, a weariness too great for words. Man, this is depressing. Trust me, this is not where we're going. Well, this is where we're going. This is just a path because I'm trying to relate. I'm just going to stop explaining and I'm just going to talk. Sorry. I do this sometimes when I feel like maybe I'm not clear. I'm nervous. The next thing is people say, I'm unfulfilled. That's what people say when they're losing heart sometimes is, I'm unfulfilled. There's got to be something more. And scripture, if we keep going, Ecclesiastes 1, 8 to 9 again, says, no matter how much we see, we're never satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we're not content. History merely repeats itself. See, the person that sits there and they've lost heart, the people that sit there and they say, I don't know where to go from here, and they lose heart, I'm not going to ask you to show hands, but I want you to maybe reflect for a moment and think, are you in that category right now? Or are you, possibly have you been in that category and you're just trying to figure out how to get out of the rut of this? And the question I ask with that is, are you focusing on the now? Do you focus on your condition? Are you focused on what's happening right now in your life? As some of the songs we sang this morning, you know, there's stuff happening all around us. And Nathan, I'm going to speak to you for a second. I'm going to try to paraphrase what you say, is what I'm trying to say. And you can correct me later, okay? But this is what I understand Nathan to kind of say sometimes. And I love it. I love it. I love it. Because he says, it's not being a believer doesn't mean that storms aren't going to happen in my life. But being a believer and standing in faith means how do I approach? Because I'm not approaching this situation, the storm, from a point of loss or hopelessness or any of that. But I'm approaching this from a point of victory, in a position of victory. And I have faith that I will be healed. I have faith that this situation is done and that I have victory over it through Christ Jesus. Is that kind of paraphrase it? Sort of. I'm trying to explain it to you guys because I think the problem with us is things happen and we just focus on the thing. We focus on the stuff and then we start to lose heart. We lose heart. And I'm speaking on this today because I don't want you to lose heart. In fact, I want you to live a life of victory, just like we try to preach every Sunday. And when Nathan does Bible study, he tries to explain to you how to live a life of victory. And how to do that, and how to experience it, and how to understand that, and bring that into your life. See, what is your situation? Is it your lack? Or maybe it's your focus on the now? Or you're praying things in the now? Rather than praying on things above. Rather than praying on things that are new, that Christ is bringing. We need to pray for the eternal. We need to live in the eternal, rather than living in the now. Rather than living here. Do you know what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying? We focus too much on the here and now, what's in front of us, rather than focusing on the heavenlies, on the spiritual. We've got to stop focusing on the now. We've got to stop focusing on our skin and start focusing on heavenly prayer. We need to start focusing on spiritual business. Do you know what I'm saying now? Is that clear? I hope so. If not, we'll talk later. So how do we do that? Do we do that by how do we get rid of this losing heart? Do we do that by continuing just down the same rut we've been living forever? Or do we start focusing on the blessings? Do we start focusing on the promises? Do we start focusing on heavenly living, on eternal living? Do we stand on His promises? Do we declare and decree over our lives and over our families and over those that we're praying with? Do we stand in agreement and declare and decree? Are we passive? Or are we moving forward by force, taking what He's promised and boldly proclaiming that over our life? How are we living our life? Because when we just focus on the flesh and we focus on the now, we lose heart. We need to focus on the eternal in our lives. We need to focus on the heavenlies. We need to focus on His promises. Because we need to understand that His promises, scripturally promises, don't make sense when you look physically. But scripturally, spiritually, they make all sense in the world. When we look at the promises of Scripture, we need to look at them not with our eyes, but with God's eyes. And when we look at the promises with God's eyes, they're easy, aren't they? But when you look at them with your earthly eyes, you think, how am I ever going to pay this bill? How am I ever going to be healed? Well, we'll see. Guess I'm just stuck here. You know what I mean? But instead, we need to look. We've been promised health. We've been promised blessings. But when we just continually sit there and look through our eyes, we're never going to achieve it. But when we start looking at Him with God's eyes, with heavenly perspective, things change. So instead of focusing on the fact that maybe you're tired, instead of focusing on the fact that maybe you feel unfulfilled or any of that other stuff, maybe we need to change that perspective a little bit and focus on the eternal. See, 2 Corinthians 4, 16 and 18 tells us, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them. That's not saying Christ is going to leave us to be painful or live a painful life and die and have struggles. That's not what that's saying. It's saying we can start experiencing heaven now. We can start, you know why the eternal glory far outweighs the troubles? Because we can experience them here on earth. That's why. So we need to fix our eyes on what is, not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. That's heavenly perspective. That is eternal perspective. For what we see is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. That was a ramble, okay? That was a Don Cherry moment. Next slide. So my first scripture. Oh boy, maybe I'm wrong. What did I do? I had technical issues this morning in this. What's the next one after that? Colossians, there we go. Okay. Colossians 3, 1 to 2. So since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. So what is the best way to set our mind and eyes on things above? What's the best way? I believe the best way to do that is to pray. To spend time with God. To understand. How can you understand things above if you have no idea on things above? Right? I can't go to you and can't go to Cohen and Seth and say, guys, what do you think about this? If they're not connected to the Father, or I can't go to somebody and say, what do you think about this? If they're not connected to the Father, why don't I just go to the Father? So what's the best way? We need to pray. We need to spend time. We need to connect with the Father. We need to know His ways. We need to understand this great calling that He's called us to. How do you get to know anyone? Do you come in here and just know everybody perfectly, or do you spend some time with them? That's the only way. So we need to pray to set our mind on things above, to understand that godly perspective, that sight line. We need to change our sight line. If we want to stop losing heart, change your sight line. Spend some time in prayer and understand His way. Next slide. It says, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. See, Here's something that we often don't like to hear, but we need to serve to change our perspective. As we serve, our perspective changes. As we're doing His work, if you read this scripture, I'm not telling you not to have a job. I'm not telling you having stuff is bad. What I'm telling you is your job is not your purpose. Our job is to serve. Our focus can't be on the things of this earth. Our focus needs to be on eternal life. It needs to be on the eternal. Christ called us to so many great things. He's promised so many things. We need to serve. I've done something to my computer now. That's okay. Number three. Psalm 112 to 9. Says, they share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. So what I'm telling you here is maybe if you're focusing on the eternal, maybe we need to focus on giving. Because I think as we give, as we honor God with what we have, as we love people, as we give our money and our time and our stuff, we get blessed back, for one, not just financially, but also emotionally. We get joy, we get life. And when you have joy and when you have life, how can you lose heart? Just a question. The fourth one is from Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. And it says, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sins that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. So if we fix our eyes on Jesus, there's something here a little different. And when we fix our eyes on Jesus and we live a life that Jesus has called us to live, what did Jesus tell us to do? What did Jesus tell us to do before He went up to heaven? Told us to go heal people, to pray for people, to love people, and to share the gospel. So if we're going towards Jesus, if we fix our eyes on Jesus and what He's told us to do, then we should do the four things He told us to do. Shouldn't we? And I mean, yes, He's told us a ton of stuff, but try to track with me today, because today is a little different. So He told us to share Christ. And that's how we share Christ. We pray for people. We expect healing. We don't pray blindly. We pray with purpose, and we pray with authority. Don't we? Shouldn't we? Or do we just kick up our feet and just say, God, whatever Your will, let it be done. Amen. That's not how we pray. That's not how we're told to pray. We pray in His blessings. We pray in His promises that He's already given us. We pray those things into our life. We don't say, well, God, if it's Your will to heal me, then I guess heal me, please. If it's my will? We talked about this last week, didn't I? If you could do anything, God. If I could do anything? Guys, what did God do, or what did Jesus do while He walked on the earth? Did He say, well, we'll see if you get better, you person with leprosy. You go and we'll see if it's God's will to heal you. No, He said, get up, you're well. Didn't He? The person laying on the blanket is paralyzed. Your sins are forgiven. Now get up and walk. Didn't He? So, I think it's God's will for us to be well and whole and healed. So then let's stand on that. I'm going to apologize one more time. Sorry, last apology. I know this is a rabbit trail today, but this is where I was, and this is what I felt the Lord leading me to say. So, I guess the biggest thing is don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Don't quit. Even when it feels like it's easy to quit, don't quit. Spend some time praying to the Father. Intentionally spend time getting to know Him and understanding His plans and His purposes for your life. Spend some time in Scripture. Because when you're in Scripture, you understand. It's a letter for us. When He sent Jesus to the earth, the Word became flesh. That means He brought everything with Him. We need to serve each other and serve our community, serve the lost. We need to, but most importantly, just serve. We need to help. We need to do something. Third, we need to give. Give of our time, give of our money, give of our blessings. Because when we give, we get blessed back even more. And share. Share the gospel. I'm going to invite the music team. I told you I was going to be quick today. But share the gospel, guys. Do you have blessings? Does He give you promises for you to hold on to and maybe put in your pocket and pull out on a rainy day? Or did He give you promises so that you can share with the world His great, His goodness, how great He is? Why did He give us the promises? Yes, for us, but so that the whole world might be saved. So then we need to share how He's blessed us, all these promises that we have. We need to do all that. We need to tell the world of how good our God is. It's been really, really neat and unique the past little while, serving our community in different ways and doing different things with our community. It's been really neat sharing the love of Christ with them through just even having a coffee while their kids are bouncing in the bouncy castle. I know this past week we had Erla and Elaine, and they were blown away by how many people were here that weren't churched. I think they were blown away at how many people had smiles on their face and were just shocked at how good the church was to them and how much we wanted them in here and how much we loved them and how much we encouraged them. And I encourage you, if you have time the next time we're doing one of these, come and just love on some of these parents. We had some grandpas here. We had a dad here. And just share the love of Christ with people. It's an amazing opportunity we have. But here's the thing. And this is what I guess I go back to. Don't lose heart. See, when we lose heart, who the heck is going to want to hear about Jesus when you've lost heart? Right? If I sit here with my head down and just tell the world about my problems and don't tell them about how good my God is and what He's done for me and the blessings He's poured out on me, who's going to want to hear about a guy that lived 2,000 years ago yet my life still sucks today because I follow Him? Right? Maybe I'm being stupid and a jerk about it, but we need to have joy. We need to be happy. We need to show the blessings that we have. We need to walk in the blessings. We need to walk in the promises that we have. And not sit there like this. Hey, Gary, how's the day? My day sucks. You know, I got a sore hip, and I don't think that's my hip, that's my butt, but my ankle hurts, and oh, yeah, you know. But yeah, God is good, I guess. No! That's not how it's supposed to be! Is that how it's supposed to be? He's alive, He's good. So don't lose hope. We have a hope in Christ. Maybe all that other junk I didn't need to say in between, and I just needed to tell you guys to not lose hope, to spend some time with Him. Now I'm going to keep rambling, so I'm going to stop, but let's pray. Would you guys stand with me as we pray? Father, we love You. And God, I pray if there's somebody in this room today that maybe has lost hope, maybe is discouraged, that they would just shed that stuff, that they would spend some time with You, Father, that they would walk in Your blessings, that they would serve, that they would give, and that they would share Your goodness and Your joy that You've been given to them already. Father, I pray that each and every one of us would stand on Your goodness, that we would all stand on Your promises, that we would all walk by faith, that we wouldn't walk with doubt, that we wouldn't walk with grumpiness, that we would be joyful believers. That we would get excited for you. That we wouldn't lose hope. That we wouldn't lose heart. Father, I pray that you would start shaking us. And that when we come in the doors and on Sunday mornings, that we would be excited to be here to encourage someone and bless someone. That we would be encouraged to be a blessing. Father, before our feet hit the floor on any morning of the week that ends in day, that we would be excited, and before our feet hit the floor, we would praise the Lord for his blessings that are coming that day. God, that we would be a people of praise, a people of joy, people of love, a people of mercy and grace. That we would be like you, and that we wouldn't maybe worry about where our next paycheck's going to come from, because we know it all comes from you. So God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you bless us. We thank you that you love us. Father, we love you so much. And I pray that each of us spends time with you today and this week. God, I thank you. And Father, if this message was for me even only, I pray that I don't lose heart. I pray that I feel encouraged. Just like I pray for each and every individual here, that they don't lose heart and they don't feel discouraged. But we feel joy because you bring joy, God. So, Father, we love you, we thank you, and we thank you for a great day today. In Jesus' name, amen.